I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The Chinese government appears to be making a move to pressure house churches to close their doors. China Aid Association's Bob Fu says
a crowd of strangers arranged by the Chinese government violently broke down the door to a Christian vocational school, started attacking and tried to confiscate their private properties.
Fu says they're seeing the crackdown intensify in preparation for the 60th anniversary of the Congress Party rule. Go to our website for information to contact the Chinese embassy and stop the persecution. Next, Western and national missionaries are using their businesses to share Christ in a new way. Pioneers is equipping individuals to use their trade as their ministry. Ted Essler with Pioneers says
it is very effective at putting cross-cultural workers in direct relationships with nationals, and so it does provide a means of getting into the lives of people.
In November, Pioneers is holding their Venture 09 conference for people interested in businesses' missions. If you'd like to go, visit our website. And 270,000 people remain unreached with the gospel in Mozambique, but their hunger for it is evident. It's so evident that pastors in the country have quickly run out of the audio Bible materials to give out. Audio Scripture Ministries is working hard to get a shipment of materials out as soon as they can, but they need your help. Finances are still needed to fund the digital play that will speak the Word of God. If you can help, visit our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. John Piper says missions exist because worship doesn't. To help keep your mind on worship, Mission Network News is making available the Chris Tomlin CD, Hello Love, for a gift of any amount. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.